Philadelphia. New Jersey residents who want to vote but do not want to go to the polls on Election Day may vote by mail, but several steps will still need to be taken. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
To get a mail ballot, you'll need to request one from your county clerk. Then, once it's completely filled out and signed, you can return it to either your county board of elections office or place it in one of the secure, authorized ballot drop boxes in the county or mail it. But it must be postmarked on or before 8 p.m. on Election Day. If you make a mistake, damage, or lose your mail ballot, you may request a replacement from your county clerk, and all mail ballots can be tracked through an online portal. To get more specific information about requesting, filling out, and returning your mail ballot in Jersey, you can visit our website, whyy.org. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
At the Souderton Area School District's board meeting Thursday night, parents and community members continued their calls for board member Bill Formica to resign. Formica posted a lewd comment about Vice President Kamala Harris on X in August. The meeting room at the school district's headquarters soon hit its 110-person capacity. More than 50 people were left standing in line outside, including Pamela Bateman, a parent of children in the school district.
We were all emailing prior to this meeting and letting them know they needed a larger venue, and we were ignored. I personally wrote to them. None of our emails are getting responses. We don't expect an individual response, but we do expect a response from our board members.
Community members who defended Formica at the meeting cited his First Amendment rights and called the uproar a distraction. They say the community needs to focus on school programming. The big storm Helene is now a tropical storm 2 hours south. It is impacting travel plans for many people in our region. In Philadelphia, there's quite a list of delays and some cancellations today, especially for those heading to Tampa, Atlanta, and the Carolinas. You can find out more by going to phl.org/flights. And there was a dense fog advisory in effect that has expired for our listening area, but still I know there is a bit of fog in the region. We'll get to the forecast in just a second. First, a look at sports and preseason hockey. The Flyers looking good so far, and they continue to have a few wins here. They won last night, shutting down the Islanders Thursday 2-0. The Phillies are all set to play the Nationals in Washington, D.C. this evening. We'll see how the weather does in terms of cooperating and making that game a possibility. The Phils, it's going to be their final regular season series before they play in the postseason. And now that forecast, cloudy with occasional showers this afternoon in Philadelphia with a high right around 73 degrees. Showers early tonight evolving into a more steady rain overnight with a low of 68. And tomorrow some clouds with occasional rain showers in the daytime with a high of 73. This is WHYY.